to the Sunday morning worship service of the King's Addition Baptist Church. We trust you will receive a blessing as you worship with us around the Word of God. This is James Hobbs, pastor of the King's Addition Baptist Church, and once again, we welcome you to our services. Our text for today is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse 23. Excuse me. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. One verse, but this verse tells a lot. My subject, I've entitled my message for today, Sinner's Payday. Sinner's Payday. Excuse me. This verse starts out, wages of sin. Wages is something that you earn, you work for. You work all week or all month or all whatever your pay is, and you get paid for the hours you work. It's interesting to note how God put it. Wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go on in your sin. You've earned it. You'll collect your wages. Your payday is death. Not the fact that you no longer cease to be, but the fact that you spend eternity in eternal punishment. The purpose of this message is to warn those who do not have the Lord Jesus as Savior of what is to come. But it's also to let those who know Christ as their Savior, what a gift we have, what a blessing we have. But today we want to think about the judgment, the wages of sin, what the world earns when they stand before God in judgment. Oftentimes we think about people doing things and we think, well, they're getting by with doing things that they shouldn't do. They may be deceiving some people, but they're not getting by. God knows. God knows. In Revelation chapter 20, in verses 11 through 15. Revelation 20, 11 through 15 says, I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged every man according to their works. You see, people that die physically are not yet dead. They're waiting till they stand before God and they're cast into the lake of fire. The death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God's wrath. A lot of people don't like to hear someone say that God's wrath. They want to think about God's love. Well, God's love is a great love. But what they don't want to acknowledge, God's wrath is terrible. In Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Chapter 19 of Revelation and verse 15 says this, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. In the book of Job, chapter 20, and verses 11 through 15. Job 20, verses 11 through 15. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust, though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat in his bowels. Meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gale of ass within him. He has swallowed down riches. He shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Now let's go over to verse 23 and read down to 29. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, shall rain upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of the steel shall strike him through. It is drawn, cometh out of the body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is a portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. Psalm 78 and verse 49. Psalm 78 and verse 49. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. The fierceness of God's wrath. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. I hadn't turned my mic on, sorry about that. Nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, beginning with verse 19, Luke 16, there was a certain rich man was clothed with purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Came to pass that the beggar died, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Rich man also died and was buried. In hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, thou wouldst send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they hear, be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. People in hell are not... Someone said, well, if I go to hell, I have a lot of friends there. There are no friends in hell. Hell is a place of total, complete torment. Complete, total torment. Punishment in hell. Punishment. And in verses 22 and 23 that we just read, came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes. Death does not end all. Rich or saved or unsaved does not die at death. In hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torments. Lazarus opened his eyes in heaven. Death does not end all. In the book of Job, chapter 9. I can't read my writing there. Let's go on. Great possessions have nothing to do with eternity. Verse 19 of our text says, there was a certain rich man. He was a rich man. Great possessions doesn't get you to heaven. Doesn't say it's wrong to have possessions. The wrong comes is when they become proud of themselves and their whole life is centered around their possessions. But it does not determine whether you go to heaven or hell. That doesn't determine it. Great possessions. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Verses 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Having the world does not ensure that in death you'll go to heaven. Being rich or poor has nothing to do with it. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Our salvation is in the blood of Christ, not in what we have, what we've earned, what we do in the flesh. We can't do anything to make our salvation sure. We do what we have to do to live and survive. But doing doesn't save. Salvation is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith, total, complete faith in the blood of Christ. And verses 23 and 24 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as